Hello and welcome. This video is going to be more casual. In this video, I'm going to share with you a personal story, something that's happened to me. From that, I want to gain a couple of insights, a couple of things we can learn about the holy name of Jesus. After that, I want to give you an update about my YouTube channel and the videos that I make. As many of you may know, I wasn't raised very religious. The first retreat I had ever been on was in college, and retreats are very important. They're an extraordinary opportunity for God's grace to work in our hearts. I know so many people, and you probably do too, maybe you're one of them, who's gone on a retreat and God has worked powerfully in their lives. Maybe you've figured out your vocation. Maybe you had an overwhelming sense of God's presence. Maybe you had a prayer answered. Maybe you had a great conversion. Maybe just something powerful happened to you at a retreat. And it happens all the time. But when we go on retreat, it's very important that we give our hearts and we try, we're open. And it might not happen in the same way as everybody experiences miracles and different graces differently. It can be that the retreat is terrible, but God is speaking to you in the actions and the events that happen at that retreat in your private prayer. So the first time I had ever been on a retreat, I was trying to be as open as possible. Mentally, I was starting to agree and see how the Catholic Church made sense, but it really hadn't touched my heart. But I was doing the best I could to participate fully. I went to confession, I received Holy Communion, I tried to do all the prayers that they were doing. And at night, they had Eucharistic adoration. And they said, okay, we're going to go do our Eucharistic adoration. But I had never done Eucharistic adoration before. So I was a little bit nervous. And I asked one of the people there, one of the leaders, he was my philosophy teacher, actually a very holy and good man who I respect greatly. If you're watching this, thank you, doctor. And I said, whoa, hey, what is this Eucharistic adoration we're going to do? And he said, calm down. We're just going to look at Jesus and you're going to pray. I was like, what do you mean I'm going to look at Jesus and pray? And he says, it's very simple. Just look at the Eucharist and repeat the holy name of Jesus. And I said, that's all I have to do. He's like, yeah, kneel down, repeat the holy name of Jesus over and over again in your mind, not out loud, and just keep looking at Jesus in the Eucharist. And I was like, okay. I was nervous. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't want to look foolish. So I went and I tried it. So I got there, I was kneeling down, I was looking at Jesus in the Eucharist, and I kept saying inside my head, Jesus, 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 Jesus. A couple of minutes passed, about 5 minutes passed, and I start to question myself, and I'm saying, what in the world? This is so dumb. Jesus, 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 Jesus. And I was like, why am I saying this? I was asking myself this question. And all of a sudden, an illumination happened. I like to think of my thoughts as very low quality. I think of dumb things like I'm hungry or I'm thirsty or that girl's pretty or that guy's mean or something smells. That's how my thoughts are. They're very weak. They're very, you know, non-intellectual. And all of a sudden, something very smart, a lucid moment happened in my brain. All of a sudden, when I asked, why am I repeating the holy name of Jesus so often? And all of a sudden, in my mind, it was like a clear ringing of the bell I heard, or I felt God was saying, or something was saying, because ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. And I was like, whoa, that makes so much sense. Me saying the name of Jesus, looking at the Eucharist, it's like I'm knocking on the door saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. I'm repeating this name. Imagine if your name is Joseph and you're sitting there and I keep saying, Joseph, 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 Joseph. What's going to happen? You're going to say, what, man? What do you want? And so that's kind of like what I was like, this makes so much sense. Okay, let me just keep this up a couple more minutes. Jesus, Jesus. And again, I didn't know what was going to happen. Jesus, 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 Jesus. 10 minutes started to go by. I'm starting to feel a little crazy. It's like you're, you know, imagine you're just staring at something for 10 minutes, repeating Jesus, Jesus. And all of a sudden, I felt a sensation. I felt a force. It wasn't that I heard a voice. It was as if my conscience, it was like a movement of my heart, a very strong force, a sensation that if I gave it words, it would have said, my son, be quiet. And I was started to feel like, whoa, okay, I'm starting to feel a little weird here. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Again, I felt like I didn't hear anything. It was a feeling. My son, be quiet. I love you. And I'm really starting to be like, okay, I'm either going crazy or something strange is happening to me. So I said it again. Jesus, 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 Jesus. And in an instant, it was as if my heart was overwhelmed and exploded. It was like my heart was ripped open and a warm sensation went over me. And I knew in an instant, I knew this is really, 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 really Jesus. At that moment, I started crying. I wasn't out loud. Just the tears were just streaming down my face nonstop. And my heart felt like it was overwhelmed with this warmth, with this sense of God's presence. And it changed me. It changed me profoundly, because now I was accepting Catholicism as a philosophy, as a true, something that made sense. It explained a lot of my questions about concupiscence and why people had this natural inclination to sin. It made sense historically, but it was all in my head, and I hadn't started to try and change my life, really. I was just kind of going through the motions, trying my best, but now I knew this is real. And the profound humility of God, that the Lord of the universe would humble himself to be in a little host, a little Eucharist, so simple. And that he was there because he loved me. It broke my heart. After the retreat, I had gone with another friend who was also getting confirmed as an adult as I was. That's part of the reason why I was at this retreat. And I said, we have to change. And she was like, what are you talking about? I was like, Jesus is really in the Eucharist. We have to change our lives. We have to change. And after that experience, I wasn't perfect. I'm still not perfect, but I knew that Jesus is in the Eucharist, and I would start to go to him more and more frequently. So as reflecting upon that event, a lot of things came to mind. The first thing I did was look up the holy name of Jesus. And the holy name of Jesus is powerful. Just think about it from scripture. Jesus said, devils will be cast out. In my name, devils will be cast out. People will be healed. Miracles will occur in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, ask anything of the Father in my name, and he will grant it to you. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bend. St. Peter and St. John at the temple gate, they said, gold and silver I do not have, but what I do have I will grant unto you. In the name of Jesus, rise. The name of Jesus is very powerful. The name of Jesus is good at casting out devils. Again, we have to say it with faith, with piety. We're not just flippantly saying the name of Jesus. This is the holy name of Jesus. When we say Jesus, we're talking about the second person of the Holy Trinity who became a man, who suffered and died on the cross for our salvation. It calls to mind everything that has happened throughout salvation history. That is a powerful, powerful name. God gives us a name that we can call upon, but even more importantly, when I go to Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, I'm talking to Jesus himself. I'm saying, Jesus, you are there. So I would strongly encourage you. I don't want to give you like a strict regimen and say you must do your adoration this way. Before Holy Communion, you must do this way. I don't want to do that. I just want to give you some tips and something to think about. Before receiving Holy Communion, I have noticed in my own personal life, when I'm in line going for Holy Communion and I might be distracted, if I just repeat the holy name of Jesus, when I'm distracted when I do that, those have been some of the most fervent, some of the most passionate Holy Communions that I've ever made. And I'm saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And I'm thinking that I'm about to receive him, the one whose names I'm calling upon. That's one way you can use the holy name of Jesus in relationship to the Most Holy Eucharist. Another way, which I strongly encourage, is when you go to Eucharistic adoration, and maybe you're only there for a minute, maybe you're in Eucharistic adoration at a retreat, and there's so many people, and there's so many things distracting you. Yeah, sometimes you're like there, you have a sense of God's presence, you're communicating him familiarly and reverently, but sometimes we go and our brains are somewhere else. But repeat the holy name of Jesus until you have a sense of God's presence or until you're recollected enough to continue on with your other prayers. Why? Because if the devil's trying to distract me, guess what? In the name of Jesus, every knee shall bend, humility shall reign, and the devil shall be cast out if I'm saying this reverently and faithfully. And also because Jesus said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be given unto you. When I was teaching in middle school, I would give the kids an exercise and I would say, okay, today let's go to the chapel and for 10 minutes straight, let's try that same thing that happened to me and let's just look at the Eucharist, let's kneel down, let's do our prayer hands, and let's just repeat the holy name of Jesus over and over and over again. And so many times people would come up to me and say, like, that they were different, that they felt, had an overwhelming sense of God's presence, that they all of a sudden were given images of Jesus's passion, that the Lord spoke to them in different ways. Again, all of this might happen in different ways. Sometimes the Lord plays hard to get, but I want to encourage you to try this. And if you're a teacher or a religious educator or you're running retreats, you can only do so much with your talks. You can only do so much with your music. If you're going to offer Eucharistic adoration, allow the Lord some time to speak. The Lord speaks in silence. I've been to retreats where they're playing music the whole time and they're singing the entire time. And I understand it's important. We must have a mood setting to set the mood, to get the reverent, to get the feeling, the sentiment. This is the Lord. We're singing. We're praying twice when we sing. But Jesus speaks in silence. Sometimes I feel like at retreats, they want to emotionally manipulate me into a frenzy or into an emotional rut. No. Let Jesus speak. Give at least 10 minutes of silence. Yeah, maybe you can play a little tune on the piano very softly, but allow the Lord to speak. The Lord in His sacraments can do more wonders than 100 talks, even the most passionate and elaborate speaker. Now, finally, I would like to talk a little bit about my apostolate. So I make videos. I stopped for a little while, but it wasn't because I was going away. It was because I really believe that this is something that God is calling me to do out of as my mission, as my charism, as my little apostolate. So I stopped for a little while to pray more, to save up, to prepare myself mentally, spiritually, and emotionally to help provide what the Lord is asking for me to provide. Am I ready yet? Emotionally, physically, spiritually? No, I don't feel like I am, but God is saying start now, so I'm starting now. And what you will notice is that I will be posting on this channel videos that are very slick, in my opinion, very well produced, such as how to become a saint, that previous video I just posted, and some videos that are a little bit more casual, like this one, that will go in between each of these videos. The ones that are higher production value, I will try to put asterisks or put the word dynamic next to it so that those can be shared. So videos that I would do that with are going to be videos that I really want to have shared through schools, through retreat houses, things on topics that I feel are so important, like the brown scapular, like the miraculous medal, like confession, like how to become a saint, like the rosary. Now, when I make a video, I pray a lot about it. I don't just say every week I must produce a video because I don't want to push the hand of the Lord. I want to pray. I want to discern. I want to do things very deliberately. Now, am I perfect? Again, no. I might come on here. You might have said, say X, Y, Z in my heart, and I come out here and say A, B, C instead, but I'm going to do the best I can. Second point I would like to make about my little apostolate is that most people who check YouTube, or if they have a YouTube subscription, they also have a Facebook account. Way more people have Facebook than have YouTube. So I am opening and starting a True Faith TV Facebook page. I would like you to subscribe and to like and to do everything possible to stay up to date with what I put there. Because I have several YouTube channels. If you subscribe to my Facebook page, all the videos I post from any YouTube channel will be funneled through there. That's one thing, because I want to share with my videos with you. The second thing is I'll be posting quotes, images, holy things that will help us in the spiritual life, because my number one concern for all of us is that we become saints, that we be holy. So go to www.facebook.com/truefaithtv. Why did I choose that title? Well, because that's what my website is. I don't have an organization. It's just me. I made the website truefaith.tv so that I could have a short little phrase that I could send people to that I meet to go see my videos and where they would all be collected. So for my Facebook, I'm going to continue using that web address because it's so much easier to share. When you share things about the faith, that's a spiritual work of mercy. You're counseling the doubtful. You're instructing the ignorant. And so by sharing videos, you're doing a spiritual work of mercy. And I don't recommend you just share it to the people on Facebook. Share it within your family, within your friends. Say, I kind of like this. I share these videos with my son. My son loves these videos. My son is actually in the room present. Joseph?
Hello.
Hi, so my son is here in the room because these are good for him. He enjoys watching these videos. And he's going to be 8 years old in a couple days, but he's only 7 and 8 years old and he's gaining a lot of information from this. So yeah, okay, your children are bad faith. As your punishment, you will watch True Faith videos. Okay, God bless you and God love you. Again, check out my Facebook, www.facebook.com/TrueFaithTV. Let's end in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we strive to be close to you. We strive to be close to you through the powerful intercession of your Blessed Mother. You said many powerful things will happen in your name, that we can ask things from the Father, that we can cast out devils. So right now, Lord, by your powerful and holy name, I'm asking you to grant us true conversions of heart. Grant us the gift of final perseverance. Grant us healing. In the name of Jesus, we ask of you that if it be your will, heal us from the infirmity that is keeping us from worshiping, adoring, and giving you the proper thanksgiving that you deserve. In the name of Jesus, may every knee bend. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all, and God love you.